Modern Man in Search of a Soul by Carl Gustav Jung. Translated by W. S. Dell and Carey F. Baines. Read by Martin Swain for Ukemi Audiobooks. Translator's Preface. Within the last decade, there have been many references from varied sources to the fact that the Western world stands on the verge of a spiritual rebirth, that is, a fundamental change of attitude towards the values of life. After a long period of outward expansion, we're beginning to look within ourselves once more. There is very general agreement as to the phenomena surrounding this increasing shift of interest from facts, as such, to their meaning and value to us as individuals. But as soon as we begin to analyze the anticipations nursed by the various groups in our world with respect to the change that is to be hoped for, agreement is at an end, and a sharp conflict of forces makes itself felt. By those who uphold revealed religion, the rebirth that seems imminent is thought of as a renaissance of Catholicism or Protestantism, as the case may be. They see mankind streaming by the million back to the bosom of the Church, there to be comforted for the disillusionments and disasters of our post-war world, there to be taught the paths that will lead out of chaos. Renewal of faith in Christianity, they say, will bring us back to a sure way of life and restore the inspiration the world has lost. Another great group of people think that the new attitude is to be attained by the total destruction of religion as it has up to now been understood. Religion is, they say, a relic of superstitious barbarism, and in its place must come a new and lasting period of enlightenment. Let man but apply his knowledge in the right way, especially his knowledge of economics and technology, and all the great bogies of poverty, ignorance, greed, etc., will vanish into thin air, and man will be restored to his lost paradise. To them the rebirth is to be in the realm of reason alone, and the intellect becomes the arbiter of man's fate. Between these two extremes of traditional faith and militant rationalism, every conceivable shade of opinion about this great problem of humanity's next step in psychic evolution is to be found. It may be said that the middle position is held by those people who know that they have outgrown the Church as exemplified in Christianity, but who have not therefore been brought to deny the fact that a religious attitude to life is as essential to them as a belief in the authenticity of science. These people have experienced the soul as vividly as the body as vividly as the soul, and the soul has manifested itself to them in ways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?